So as I'm sitting down to record today, this article catches my eye. I try to think of things to talk about based on text messages I get, DMs I get, phone calls I have, things I observe in the money flow in the world. As the world turns every day, there's Trump's mad at the Chinese, Chinese mad at Trump, AOC's mad here, this is happening there, your brother-in-law's doing this, this is on sale, and birthday's coming up, and so the money flow, you're in that, right? One of the things that I read, and I don't want to say I read it every day because I'd be lying to you, but I try to skim it every day and catch what's going on, is the Wall Street Journal. And a lot of times, honestly, I'm looking for articles that pertain to assets that I own, stocks, sectors I'm observing. I have a $60,000 trade on right now, so I'm just a little more sensitive. And it's not that I'm going to react to the news. I just want to be in the money flow. Does that make sense? I'm not doing anything when I hear it, but I just want to see what it is. What is the world saying? What is Trump doing? What's happening? Are we about to go to war? Are interest rates going up or down? What about the business I'm in? Are they about to outsource it? I run ads in magazines across the country, and one of the magazines, I used to have 10 magazines to advertise in. Now there's two. And so that business is slowly being gobbled up and will be done away with because of the digital age at some point. Or we have to change and adjust, right? And so that's one of the burdens that I bear. Let me adjust my mask here. Sorry, this headset. One of the burdens that I bear. This article that I saw today, it says, here's a breakdown of the average 401k balances by age. And this was done 2 months ago. Age 20 to 29 is $11,800. Age 30 to 39 is $42,400. The average 40-year-old that contributes to his 401k has $102,700. The average 50 to 59-year-old, $174,100. The average 60 to 69-year-old, these are decades, $195,000. The biggest jump is from the decade age of 40 to 50, where the average balance goes from $100,000 to $174,000. No. From age 30 to 40, it goes from 42 to 100. So that's a double in a decade. So that's a double. They saved $60,000 in a decade. $60,000, bear with me as I'm recorded, doing average math, divided by 10. $6,000 a year. They actually saved less than that because they're compounding somewhat. So if the average balance, what did I just say? For a 70-year-old man is $182,000. If we went aggressive and he $182,000 and we withdrew $182,000 and we withdrew 10% times 0.10, $18,200 a year is that income off of that investment. $18,200. That's the gross income off that investment. That's if we went aggressive. That's terrible. I want to express to you the power of getting $100,000 in your life invested at 10% a year as fast as you can. Retirement aside, forget all that bullshit. They made up the 401k. That was made up for poor people. Now you can take part in it, you can earn money, but you don't need it. You can just buy investments, take your money from work and invest it. You don't need HR. Now you could put some money toward that. That could be part of the deal. But the idea that you need your company to hold your hand for you to be a damn investor is ridiculous. If you get to $100,000 as fast as you can, here's what happens. Let's do the same assumption. $100,000. This says it should take the average person 40 years from birth. $100,000. If you're 40 years old, times 365 days, you've lived 14,600 days. 14,600 days. And you got $102,000. So let's do this. What does that come out to a day? It's not much, man. What is that, $5? This human being has set aside $5 for every day they've been alive. $5. Toothpaste costs that. And this is their average accumulative net worth of wealth. You know what that wealth is going to make? Let's pretend we get to 100,000 at 25 years old. And we get 10%. Guess what happens? Let's keep the math simple. It's $10,000. $10,000 divided by 12 is $833 a month. Now imagine if you have some skills. I have $61,000 invested right now. This month, the income collection on the $61,000 was $958. I like posted it. This is not made up. I didn't invent this. This is like, quote, a passive investment, but I actively manage it. And it made $958. And that's my checking account. That's not me bragging. My point is, on less money, you can make more money because you learn skills. You actually decide, hey, how do I build wealth? Could I make money on $10,000? If you gave me $10,000 and said, Gerald, I need you to make passive money on this, I'm pretty confident I can give you $12,000 at the end of the year doing no physical labor with a damn pencil, with my thumbs, electronically. Give me the money, here's $12,000. I wouldn't do that for you. I'm not legally allowed to manage money for people. I'm saying I actually have the skill set to do it. It's not that complicated. It's in books, it's on YouTube, it's all around you. There's thousands of people that manage money, hundreds of thousands probably, of people who can get 10%. I've had deals make 30, 40% in a single year. So what happens when you get to 100 grand and you have a 40% year? That's $40,000 and you compound it. You don't spend it. Oh, and you keep aggressively adding money. Guess what happens? You become a millionaire really fast in like 10 years. All you have to do is get to 100,000 in 3 years. And then continue to be aggressive. But now you have the 100,000 to work with. This is what happens. The magic of compounding. The ability to make passive, residual, concurrent, monthly income, dividends, coupon payments, interest earned, whatever you want to call it. Yield. You take money and you make money. And anyone with money can play that game. Anyone can play the game. And on this thing, it says a 70-year-old has $184,000. I had that at 34 years old with no college, no certificate, nothing. I'm not able to do anything. Just working and saving. And then I put it to work. And guess what? You catch 30% year. Get a back to back to back. 30, 30, 30. You know what happens to 100? It's more than 200. It compounds. And then maybe you have a flat year. Maybe you have a down year, but you're sitting on 200. Oh, you're still working. You're still putting money in. You're still studying. You're still watching the money flow. You still got the stocks, the REITs, the MLPs, the real estate investments. And your job. You just don't have the bullshit excuses anymore. That's what you don't have because you're building a little empire of your own. It's not going to the credit card companies, the car companies, alcohol, hookers, drugs. or whatever else that you do with your money, it ain't that. And anyone can play that game. And there's not a politician coming up that's going to look into the camera and say, hey, you need to invest your money, dumbass. You're getting older. No one's going to tell you that. That should be your doorbell at your house when you leave. And yet within this, we got to live. We got loved ones. Kids need braces. We have cars. There's emergencies. You got health care to buy. You got all that other adult shit coming up. That's why it's so important. If you're 22 years old, give me a break. And you can't figure out how to get to 100 grand in the bank? Are you kidding me? You can't be serious. 19 years old, I'm trading to take landmines out of the ground. You can't go to a job and save money. You have options. We all have choices. I choose today and tomorrow what I do. That shit can be productive or not productive, right? Don't I decide when I go home? Am I gonna lift the weights? Am I gonna walk? Or am I gonna eat the cake? There's always tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow on Saturday. We'll do it on Saturday. And we lie over and over and over. I do it to myself all the time. Constantly fucking lying to myself. And then sometimes I get that 30% year, man. And everything clicks. Shit goes right. I outperform. Work is good. My relationship is good. Debt, shit's under control. I got options. I'm looking. And it's up to me to derail it. And sometimes life's like that. And when you get those days, that's like an up to bat. You get the up to bat. And what you do with the up to bat, that's your legacy. Some people smoke it. Some people have sex with it. Some people never get up to bat. They never catch a break. Maybe it's their fault, maybe it's not. Maybe they're lazy, maybe they're not. Maybe their brain just ain't firing all the way. Is your brain not firing all the way? Do you not feel just a little bit older than yesterday? You don't feel time crunching in on you? Because I do. I feel that shit every day. Every day I realize I'm not getting that one back. That's it. That's it. It's fucking gone. You didn't save again. You want to open a business, but you ain't got the money. But you got time to take a day off. You have days off and you have goals. You're going to let people into your ear. You're going to do this. You know why? Because I thought I did this. I regret it every day. I'm only 49 years old and I have a giant fucking list of regrets, of things that I didn't do, of financial things I could have done, shit I could have done to level up, and I knew better. I knew this stuff and I didn't do it. What about your brother? He doesn't know this stuff. What happens to him at 50? What about your dad right now? Does he have the money? What does it say? Hey, grandpa, you got $184,000? My grandpa didn't. You know what my grandpa had? Nothing. He lived on fucking Social Security. That's it. That's what he had. I spent most of my child life in a trailer park. Shitty ones. Shitty trailer parks. No equity. There's no investors. And then I meet kids. I have friends that grew up in normal neighborhoods with dads that were financial advisors. They're 40 fucking years old and they don't have $100,000. Why? You didn't make it? Let's add it all up. Add up all the fucking money you've made for 40 years. There's not $100,000 in there? Made millions. Pisses me off every day. I'm so angry at myself all the time. Because I know if I would have went harder when I was 29. If I would have went harder from 29 to 39, my family would be reaping that shit right now. We wouldn't worry half as much. And I killed it. I killed it. By these standards, what is it, 180? I hit the mill at 36 years old. That's 10 times what the average person at 70 has. And I'm 36. And my next door neighbor has about the same today as he did when I was 36. Live right next door. We get up every day about the same time. He goes to work, I go. He eats dinner, I eat dinner. We live next door to each other. How could the hell can I be 25 times richer? I'm 25 times richer and I have regrets. Because I know I left some on the field. I could have done so much more. I could have pushed so much harder. I was such a pussy. God. I can tell you four as clear as day. I could be worth $20 million right now. I have four chances to do that shit and blew it. Four! And people will DM me, do you think the market's too high? You think we should go to cash? That's what they're worried about. Worried about shit you have no control over, you can't fucking affect, and it ain't gonna help you. You need to make money, save money, invest money. You want to take advantage of a market crash? Have money! That's what you do. You don't sell your assets. You let your assets compound at lower prices. AT&T's $33 now. If it goes to 18 and they keep paying me the dividend, guess what I do? I'm buying shares at half price. That's twice as many fucking shares. How is this so complicated? How is that so hard? But every time there's a market sell-off, people sell. Every time. The one event they could use to level up, they're too stupid to comprehend it. And that's me. 2003, I didn't do anything. Panic. A lot of gurus not here anymore that were gurus then. I got a whole fucking bookshelf of them. And all these little bullshit 30-year-old gurus you see now? Yeah, let's see when it comes down how many of them are leveraged. Shit borrowed on leases. Lambo payment gets real fucking hard when nobody's buying your course. Shit gets real, real then. When all of a sudden a click or a like doesn't mean much because nobody's buying anything. What about that? But you know what they are gonna do? Pay me rent. They are gonna pay rent and their cell phone bill. That's why I own shares in AT&T and Verizon. You gotta be a genius to know that. You gotta be a genius to know when stock market goes down that you should invest in it. You seriously need someone to tell you this. Some of you have college educations and don't have brokerage accounts. Hello. Hello, Mr. I'm 70 and I have no money. That's where you're gonna be. And if you're 21 right now and you're not invested, that's you. You don't have any wealth. You're broke. Car is not wealth. Your job is not wealth. Your stupid clothes, not wealth. Nothing that you're making a payment on is wealth. Nothing. Except the land, the businesses, the houses, the stocks that you own. So if you don't own a business, you need to invest in business. And if you own a business, I would highly suggest that you invest some of your profits in other businesses. Not all of it. I get it. Businesses take money. My money, my business eats my fucking capital. It kills me to have to put $5,000 and $10,000 a month into real estate. Sometimes when I see stocks on sale, I feel like, oh my God. But I got to invest in my business because that's the business I'm in. I get that. Business comes first, without a doubt. But the business has to begin to build wealth. The business needs to own shit, real estate, accounts, contracts, real business. It needs to make real money, right? That kind of business. That's your goal. Priority number one. Priority number two, if you have a job, hold that shit down. Be the best person there. Be the first in, the last out. Do more than you're paid for. That is your obligation. As a person who gives a shit and wants to get rich, it starts with killing it at your job. So if I came to your building and I said, hey, who can show me who's the one I need to talk to? Right there. You need to talk to Jer. Everyone knows that shit. You know everything. You ever meet employees that don't? God, I just want to punch people in the face when I'm at a place and they don't actually know their job. The other day I met somewhere and I said, how long have you worked here? Because the shit this guy was doing, I don't work there and I know you don't do that, right? I know that. Makes me so mad. Especially people in sales jobs. I've been in sales my whole life. Do direct mail, through email sales, through voicemails, through mailing postcards and flyers and running ads. Sales is a hustle. And when I see a guy in sales and he's not hustling, I just want to punch him. What are you doing? You make everyone look stupid when you do that. You have obligations. You are trying to get money from me. Don't you have a family? Don't you have any interest in building wealth? But you can't say that to people because then you look kind of like a lunatic, right? But see, I'll do that shit. Dude, I'll check you in the store. Drives my family crazy. We're getting gas one time. This dude, he's a black dude. Doped out, man. Looks sharp. For real. Watch, car, hair, fucking glasses. Look good. And I'm standing there. And I said, what are you investing in, bro? And he looks at me. I said, what are you investing in? And he laughed. And he thought I was talking about the gas that he was putting in. I said, no, for real. I got $100,000. What should I put it in? And he goes, oh man, I don't know, man. I said, you don't know how to make money with money? And he kind of looks at me. So you got this badass car. You dressed all nice. You got a fucking watch. If I gave you $100,000, you can't make money with it? Legally? You don't know how to buy real estate. You can't flip stocks. You don't know how to collect any dividends, interest, coupon payments. You don't know how to make money with money. You just know how to spend money. Are you good at that, huh? Now, I didn't go that hard on him, but that's what I'm thinking in my mind. I didn't want to get my ass whooped, right? But I'll push at people like that. Be at a concert, we're dancing. Not dancing, but we're checking out. And I'm in the back, but with the other dads, it was more of a younger person's concert. My kid's up front, I'm go to the back, you know. And Melanie Martinez, not my cup of tea. I'm in the back. Now, if it was Motionless in White or some metal or shit, some dance, that would be great. Rap, anything but Melody Martinez. That and country music, I can't get with. Anything else I like. So I'm in the back. I'm on my phone. Get to talking to this other dad. We're not going 3 minutes. And I said, man, what are you investing in? You know, in my life, I only ever had a handful of people look right at me and say something to me. To say something to me intelligent. Like an actual fucking investment that they were actually invested in, that they knew anything about. I said it to a guy, and that's how I met the guy. That he goes, well, I own a business, and so a lot of my money goes into that. And I said, what kind of business? Storage sheds. He has 1,500 doors. They collect over $100,000 a month in rent. It was his grandfather's, his dad's, and that's the family business. They're in the business of investing. Land, buildings, rental contracts, collect the money. Constantly expanding the business. Started out with 20 units, they're at 1,500. They're gonna continue to grow it. That's the business model. You continuously reinvest in the business, and whenever they want out, they can check out with millions of dollars. Now that's a business when, yeah, who cares what stocks are doing? You got a business like that. You're growing multiple restaurants. You're buying truck after truck after truck to put them on the road, and you have equity in this business, and it's producing cash flow and expanding and growing. Of course you focus on that shit, but you still got to get the emergency fund right, right? You still got to set aside money for kids to go to college, right? You don't want the business to suffer just at the time the junior's going to college. So you've got to get the money in the brokerage account to get it saved and investing and making money for college, right? And even if you're making lots of money, goddamn, why would you not want to grow money doing it other ways? If you can get 10, 20, 30% on the side from your phone, who wouldn't be doing that? But you've got time to play games on your phone. That's what I'm talking about. And so if you want to build wealth, if you want to build average, you got to get to $100,000. The reason $100,000 changes the game is because $100,000 starts producing $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month. And that money can be pushed back into the game, plus the money you were putting in to get to the 100. Now you have $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000. That's how I got to a million, where I would have months where it was $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 pushed in, invested, getting 10, 15, 20% returns, and catch a couple years of 30, 30, 30, where you just kill it, and 400 becomes 800. And it happens like that. Boom. But you gotta be on it. You gotta be about it. And that shit started for me with $250. And then 18 years of grinding. And tomorrow, I'm gonna wake up, and I'm gonna push it. I'm gonna push the whole pile. I'm gonna push it. Why? Because I wanna double it. I wanna double it. I wanna spend as little of it as I can. I wanna make money so that I don't spend the investment, so I can compound it again, because the numbers are getting exponential. All of a sudden, the money's bringing in 15,000. And you appreciate it, 30,000. You catch a few years, boom, boom, boom. The assets themselves are growing at $100,000 a year, plus any you put in, plus what you're compounding. Do that for 5 years. And what's that money doing? See, all of a sudden you get to there, guess what? The money's producing $30,000 a month. Your money, your investments are making you $30,000 a month. You pay your taxes, your insurance, you get yourself saved, boom, boom, boom. Here's what I need to live. Let's push back this $5,000 back into the system. And it grows more and more, and then you're getting third, and guess what? As you push five back in, boom, five every month, five, 10, 15, you get to sit, that's $60,000 more, even though you're pulling out, $60,000 is going in, and you catch a 30% year, 30% year, 30% year, and now you're at 4 million, 4.5 million, and you're half of the half, and now you're at 50,000 a month, and your half is 25,000, and you're pushing in 25,000, and you begin to grow exponentially. But that doesn't happen on accident. That's because I'm gonna push. Most people can't do the push, man. Most people can't do the push.